Hello, everyone. I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Gigi the Gadget Goddess. And we are
your homegirls of tech
here on the Gadget Chats podcast. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, everyone. I hope you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful day.
A long one, but yes, it's a decent day. We're all here, right?
Yes.
I'm going to do the thirst buckets.
You're going to do them or you're going to shout them out?
I'm going to shout them out, okay? You are so silly tonight, y'all. We've been dealing with our own set of tech woes, but it's been kind of funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Our super duper thirst bucket is Barry Johnson. He was here 30 minutes early. He beat me here. I'm just going to let you know.
Yep.
And you got Shay Kennedy, who's in the building. Lori Merline.
Hey, Lori.
Always a pleasure to see Lori. Mm-hmm. Holla at your boy, aka LaShawn.
Hi.
The Bionic Scoop.
Scoop.
And I think that's it for now, which is fine.
Welcome, welcome.
Like so I said, I hope y'all have been a fantastic day.
Yes. It was an all over the place kind of day. I had our highs and lows. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Coffee.
Well, I know coffee for me, actually. So let's go on to what's going on with us, y'all. So, first and foremost, this is a podcast. That is our number one priority, our audio. So, if our audio is ever booty, please, please, please let us know. Because we always want to better it, because afterwards we put this on Anchor and then it goes to all of the different podcasting streams, and we want to make sure that it's listenable and awesome for our listeners.
So we appreciate all your feedback.
Yes. For YouTube, we have 241 subscribers. Thank you.
Yay.
Appreciate y'all. For Twitter, we have 243 followers. Yay!
Yes, yes, yes.
For Facebook, we have 87 people. Thank you. And then on Instagram, we have 155 followers. Thank you, thank you. And today, we would like to, I didn't even talk about Twitch. Twitch, we have 11 people.
Twitch is forever growing.
Yeah. Thank you, you guys. Thanks for following us.
It's like look at it. It just opens up window after window. Stop it. It's messing with my mind. That's funny.
So for today's creator shout out, it's going to be kind of like a different situation. So we want to give a shout out to Al Stu. I came across her video because her videos were actually recommended to me by YouTube, and as you can tell, she does post sporadically, and she did recently started posting a lot about a month ago and she stopped. So I want to be her friend, but I can't find her anywhere on social media. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to put her out here. If anybody knows who she is, please let her know that we're trying to be her friend and that we want more videos from her. So her most latest video was putting a rose gold skin on her Surface Duo. That was really cool. Yeah. And she talks a lot about her experience with the Surface Duo, and she really, really likes it. So I hope she comes back with another video and she posts more, and I hope I get to be her friend.
You know, Catwoman is part stalker, y'all. That's how she got me.
Yes. So shout out to Al Stu. We put her link, the only link that we were able to find about her, which is her YouTube channel. So she has 485 subscribers. Please subscribe to her. Check out her videos and encourage her to come back.
And as we said, you know, well, as y'all know, because we all start off very small. I still consider us to be smaller YouTubers. We have to kind of help each other out, get their numbers. Because sometimes your sub count doesn't rate how good your videos are. So
There's
a lot of good smaller YouTubers.
Yeah, we need to encourage people to continue on the journey. And especially when you're smaller, it's kind of a little harder to keep pushing and stuff like that. So just wanted to shout her out.
The link is in the description, Kia.
Yes, the link is in the description.
As well as every link of every article we talk about and everybody who's listening on podcast, it will be in the show notes. Mm-hmm. We make sure you got everything that we're talking about today.
Yes, Gigi actually works hard and puts all the links beforehand and puts them in order by the way that we go through it. Do I always go through the
woman screws them up? So, you know, if you're following the show, it should be in order down there, the order that we were going to do it in until Catwoman jumped for it.
Studies. I think I'm doing better though. I think I
am. Yeah, this season, what we're going to call it this season. Yeah, this season, she's doing a lot better. Last season, I'd be like, what article are we on again? So shout out to our latecomers. I know I saw Vaughn Miller and Mike come in, and I see Tech Loving Mama and Kia.
Welcome, welcome.
And the link to her channel is in the description, Kia.
Yes.
It's the creator shout out part.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we're going to go into our audience question. So for this week, our question was, are you team dark mode or team light mode? So Tech Loving Mama answered the question on Facebook. Thank you for answering on Facebook and being our only person.
Facebook engagement, yes.
Yes. So she said, hashtag dark mode. I love how it looks, and bonus, it's better for battery life. Very, very, very true. And a lot of people have actually had, you know, that type of sentiment. So on Twitter, we asked the same question. We were able to do polls on Twitter, so that was good. 17 people voted, and 100% of you guys said dark mode. Awesome. Awesome.
Because you know me and Catwoman are like the yin and yang. My backdrop is black and hers is white.
Yes.
So I love the dark mode. Everything dark.
Mm-hmm. So your answer was dark mode.
Of course. But it's for eye health for me. I do want to keep my vision.
Yes, that's true. So Barry put little eye emojis. But judging by the fact that it's 100%, I'm sure he chose dark mode. Oh, and he just said in the chat too, dark mode. Yes. Gigi, you said for health of my eyes now and in the future. Yes, yes, yes. Big House Production said no future screen burn on your AMOLED screens, and it's definitely better when the lights are off. Very, very true. Regina said dark mode is easier for me to see, especially at night. Plus, I already wear glasses. Drew Lips said dark mode primarily because of my eyes. With work in addition to just personal life, I'm looking at a screen for easily 14 hours or more a day. Having dark mode enabled across my devices, I've seen an improvement in eye strain personally. That's very good. And Redbird said, dark mode helps with battery life and is easier on the eyes.
So Lori is about the only person that says light mode.
Okay. So she said light mode because my eyes get shocked by the white web page when I go to a site using dark mode. So for you, it's just having the consistency. You don't like switching between dark and light mode, is what I'm gathering.
And I think Mike is just saying it to be different. Either way. I don't know. I'm thinking he's being funny, but yes, LaShawn, pay attention, because if there's a way for us to put a poll, we'll put a poll.
Yeah, we can't put a poll on Facebook. I've tried it.
LaShawn ain't on Facebook anyway.
Okay. Yeah, but on why am I drawing a blank? Twitter, you can do polls. So yeah. So for me personally, I like both. If I know that's kind of weird to say, right? I like both light and dark mode. So for certain things, I'll like everything to be light mode, especially when I'm using it during the day. I just feel like it's easier for me when I have like the lights on around me or I'm outside. If everything is in light mode during the day, it's easier for me. And then at night, I like to switch over to dark mode. So I haven't yet.
So you like it how Apple sets it up where it can switch from the daytime to the nighttime. Whereas dark all the time for me, at night my phone goes into grayscale just for battery saving, and I shouldn't be on the phone. I should be asleep. Yeah, so on the nights that I have to work the next day, my phone is always telling me, hey, get off the phone. It's in grayscale and you hate grayscale. So grayscale, if I have to, if I'm off, I'll do the blue, whatever the blue filter thing is. But never bright at night, though. I always have it turned down to the lowest setting, regardless of grayscale or color.
I've noticed, though, that a lot of people prefer dark mode and love dark mode, but websites are usually, when they're first created, they're created in a light mode. And I think that we need to change the internet culture, because even now, you guys saw my screen is a light mode template, and I know that Twitter has a dark mode, but I'm just that lazy to switch over. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot to switch over, you know. Even though I like to switch it up in the day and the night, I would prefer it to be dark mode just because I know that it's easier for other people and they really do request dark mode.
And I can't stand this StreamYard's background because it's bright as I don't know what.
Yes. Hey, StreamYard, can you make a dark mode, please?
Please.
Pretty please, por favor.
Anything I can switch, I've made my, I got the thing that, what do you call it? The adapter to where you put it in Chrome and you can flip the switch and everything's dark mode. Oh, cool. I do that, but sometimes it will mess up some of your pages. But as much as I can be in dark mode, I'm in it.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I'm not sure if Samsung does that, where it switches to light and dark mode based off of the time, like how iPhones do. Mm-hmm. I've never looked into it, but if somebody could tell me, that would be great. I would love
they
it.
They might. I might have seen that feature on my Fold. I'm not sure. I had to look.
Okay.
Because cool. I'm just dark all the time, so I don't really. Whenever they say that, I'm like, who would like this? And now I know who would. It would be you.
Yes, thank you.
If you weirdo. Could,
yes, I am a weirdo. I embrace my weirdness.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. So we're going to get into some tech deals. These tech deals are brought to you by dun 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 Dexter Cumberbatch, because he is always sending us stuff all the time. What happened?
What did he send us this week?
I he sent us this it. Article.
Which one?
The tech deals.
I put that up.
He sent this one too.
Well, it wasn't in the show notes. I'm sorry.
It wasn't in the show notes.
I was like, thanks, Dexter. I was like,
thanks, almost, Gigi. Thanks,
Oh my God. I don't look at all of Dexter's stuff, but yeah, I looked this up this afternoon. I'm sorry, I didn't know Dexter had already said it.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's all right. I was actually looking at all the articles that he sent me, but I'm like, I don't want to add too many articles, and so I didn't add that one on there. But yeah, thanks, Gigi.
Well, we didn't have any tech deals, so I was like, let me look one up, and this was one of the first ones that popped up, so I was like, okay. Yeah.
So this one is on Engadget. And it doesn't say who the author is, but it says the best tech deals we found in Walmart's latest Black Friday sale. So we got AirPods for $99. Awesome. They were $99 at Best Buy, but that quickly changed. I checked it yesterday and it was $129 again. So Walmart. Instapot Viva 6-quart. I love my Instapot. So the fact that this one's $50 and it's a 6-quart, that is a really good deal. The next one is the Instant Pot Duo Crisp, 6-quart, $80. So this one, I've had my eyes on it because I actually want it. So it works like an air fryer and an Instant Pot, not at the same time. So, you know, obviously you use it like a regular Instant Pot, and then when you want to use it as an air fryer, so you could, like, for example, cook chickpeas and then afterwards put it in the use it in air fryer mode, and then you have a chickpea crisps. So yeah, it's pretty cool, and the fact that it's $80 is a really, really good deal. Next one is a MSI GF65 gaming laptop, $800.
Have you ever used or heard of this company,
MSI?
Okay, see, I don't game, but I was like, oh, I've never heard of them, but their stuff is usually expensive. Okay.
Yeah. 8 gigs of RAM. Not enough RAM for me. 12 gigs of
space. No, because tell everybody how much RAM you have on your computer.
128 gigs of RAM. 128 gigs of RAM is what I got.
People think I'm obsessive about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
It does have 100 RAM.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yes, me. I'm that somebody.
Besides you, I know nobody with that much RAM on a computer.
My name is nobody but.
Yes, it is. Continue on, nobody but.
Okay, so it does have 120 hertz display, which is awesome. And as far as the core, it's i7. I to be honest with you, I'm going to be 100% honest with you guys. I feel like this is a little too expensive.
Yeah, I wasn't looking at the specs when I said, but I was like, oh, i7?
Yeah.
8 gigs?
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. That's not even a deal. Let's go.
Okay, another robot. Yes, robot. They're really pushing the robots out there this year for 2020. That's because they know everybody's home right now, so they're like cleaning floors. So
yeah, and let's kick the robots around the room because we're bored.
Yeah, yes. So this iRobot Roomba 670 for $177. Cool. Does it come with a bin? Nope.
Oh, go with the bin.
The next one is by Anker, which I didn't know Anker made it. Okay, cool. Anker Eufy Robot 25C, $100. Cool.
Well, I think Anker, I think battery chargers.
Shoot. That's what I'm thinking. It's the same Anchors. Yeah. That's the same people that make battery chargers and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So this is all Walmart stuff. Link in the description, y'all. Awesome tech deals. I am very, very excited for Black Friday. Even though I never buy anything on Black Friday.
Me neither.
I feel like when I want something, I just get it.
Well, I'm not into like the people who battle at the Walmart and all that. I got time for that. I mean, I know it's not going to be like that this year, but you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it still will be. People will be like, you know what?
No, they said they're going to handle that differently because of COVID. You can't have people fighting each other with COVID.
I hope. Okay, so they're not going to do it. Okay,
good. They're not going to do it like that, no.
Okay, cool. Tech purchases! Take it away, Gigi.
Cases. Yeah, so I did a video last week. You know, because I'm still on my case journey with the Fold. So I don't just get name brand cases. I get the little cheesy ones, too. So these are from GK, I think that's GKK, but reasonably priced, I think 15, 16 bucks. Well, one of them. Now, I put the link in the description for Walmart, but you can also find these overseas at AliExpress. Mm-hmm. But you should go definitely check out the video on those. I haven't carried either one of them yet outside of this house because I'm going to work in... The marble one is beautiful, but it's not really a protective case.
Even though they kind of make you think that. Is this the one here that says anti-drop tempered glass?
And it says tempered glass, and nothing about this says tempered glass to me. Like
right. No, like tempered plastic.
Yes. Yes.
Congratulations on your video. You have over 1,000 views. You go, girl.
Yeah, I think it's Yoda. Yoda brought everybody to that video. Well, the children. You know, I have more than one child on that one.
My Yoda brings all the viewers to my video and they're like
and he'd be trying to steal my fire, you know, he butts in when it's not time sometimes, but yeah.
I love your new super chat dance
with the dancing Yoda.
I love that dancing Yoda.
Yes, I will tell y'all, like I'm telling my people in my next video, I said I need to mention gadget chats because some of those people might want to come over here, so some of y'all might want to go over there. I live stream on my channel every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, so if you're interested in talking about everything and stuff outside of tech, you can come over to Gadget Goddess and check me out. I do have a new super chat dance when people donate.
Woo-hoo! And then the gorillas too. I love it.
Oh, the gorillas are my favorite.
Yeah,
dancing gorillas. See, you want to see dancing Yodas and gorillas, come on by,
come on by.
Or catch a replay and see if it's your flavor.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I love replays. So we're going to get into some articles.
Yes,
first article that we have here is by CNET. And Dale Smith wrote this one. The title of it says, FCC fines T-Mobile $200 million over Sprint's alleged abuse of low-income subsidies.
Somebody in our little group of friends said that this was a slap on the wrist.
Yes, I saw that comment and I actually agree.
Yeah.
It's a drop in the bucket for how much they actually make. So basically the scheme, what they were doing is the government was paying money towards landlines that people had in their houses, but then they extended the program to pay a portion of a person's wireless bill. Well, it came to find out that a lot of these people weren't actually having Sprint, and Sprint was just pocketing the money. So the monthly subsidies of the amount of people that were using the service but were not is 885,000 customers. So that is a lot of money that they pocketed. And as far as like the final statement of this, it says, I'm pleased that we were able to resolve this investigation in a manner that sends a strong message about the importance of complying with rules designed to prevent waste, fraud, and abuse of lifelines, FCC Chairman Ajit Pai said in a statement. I mean, was that really the result? Because...
I'm reading a paragraph above it, and it's just like,
Yeah. So, yes, they had to pay a fine, but this is after T-Mobile had already absorbed them. And that's why in the article, they have to say Sprint, who is now part of T-Mobile. So it really was like a drop in the bucket for them. And it's messed up. Just very immoral.
And so much of that goes on, you know?
Yeah, and so basically Sprint was stealing money from the government and they still couldn't give you really good service. I'm so confused.
Sprint is like the worst. And I used to have Sprint. Sprint was my first cell phone provider. I had them longer than anybody. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was really disappointing to read and hear. You know, obviously it's coming out after the fact and Sprint was allowed to merge with T-Mobile, but that's just messed up, man.
There's so many things that just fly under the radar, and you're like, how?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm getting my phone, it's too loud.
Next article, Samsung's Exynos chipsets could soon be used by Xiaomi and Oppo. So basically, Xiaomi and Oppo usually use Huawei's chipsets, right? But because of what's happening where Huawei is not allowed to basically work with Google, Xiaomi and Oppo have now resorted to buying chipsets from Samsung. And yes, that's good for Samsung, but it just it makes the pool of the amount of chipsets and diversity is going down.
And that's what I embrace about tech. I like being able to go over here and try this and go over there. I don't like everybody using the same thing.
Yeah. And though Exynos technically falls in fourth place, so it's Qualcomm, MediaTek, HiSilicon, and then there's Exynos. Now that, you know, Huawei, they have that ban and they can't use Google software, that Xiaomi and Oppo are going to be using it, not for their higher end, not for their flagships, but the chipsets that they're going to be getting from Exynos is going to be for their mid-tier models. Yep.
Well, I'm not happy.
Yeah.
Because I have an Oppo watch. I haven't owned an Oppo phone.
I don't remember you owning an Oppo phone. But the only other manufacturer besides Samsung that used the Exynos chip was Vivo. So now you're going to have Vivo, Oppo, and Xiaomi that's going to be using.
Yeah, because, Vivo, Oppo, and is it OnePlus? All those are in the same.
Yeah, Oppo's part of OnePlus.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, Vivo. I think Vivo is too. Yeah. They're all in the same bracket of companies, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it kind of sucks. I am not bashing Samsung. I know everybody's going to look at it that way. I own a Samsung device. Mm-hmm. I just like diversity, like you said, amongst my tech.
Yeah. So the pool of the amount of different chipset manufacturers is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And soon we're going to see there being a duopoly or monopoly of chipsets. So that, you know, that's just something.
It's literally going to be Apple or Samsung, like we've been saying. Like,
yeah, yeah. Well, Apple doesn't make their own chipsets. Anyways, they should
design it. Well, I'm saying experience wise, like it's still going to be a different experience, even though, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is the trend that we need to be aware of and we need to notice. So, yeah.
So let's stop playing the game of my company better than yours.
Yeah. If we keep giving them passes, then they're not going to innovate and do right by us. I want them to be hungry for my wallet. Okay. So the next article is Samsung has released a bigger Galaxy Z Fold 2, but you won't be able to buy it.
Darn it.
It's called the Samsung W21 5G. I wonder if the W stands for wing. And
Well, yeah, because look at the front. That picture on the front.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Right. Yes, it's beautiful. So basically, it's exactly like the Fold that Gigi has, except it's taller.
Is it taller or is it wider?
Yeah. No. Well, it does open up a little. No, I don't. It doesn't say wider. It just says only taller.
Oh, I thought it was wider.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. I could use a stretch out versus a stretch up.
You'd rather stretch out first. Okay.
And I always find it funny to say, oh, you're not going to be able to get this phone. Kind of like when the fan edition came out. I was like, I'll show y'all. And I went and got the fan edition. Yeah. But, you know, every now and again, you find a good deal. I wouldn't mind trying this out. I think it's a very pretty phone.
Mm-hmm. So, guess who has it?
Oh.
China.
Oh. Either way, yeah. You're going to name somebody like, hey, somebody I know.
Oh, like a person.
It has 12 gigabytes of RAM and 512 gigabytes of storage.
Yes.
So that's for people like Mike who be on the road and be like, hey, I need all the memories.
Yes. And then it also has a dual SIM. So you can have two phone numbers on there. Awesome.
The battery's the same size.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on GSM. I think I attached both links. I'm on GSM Arena looking at those specs on it.
Yeah, look how pretty it is. So pretty.
It's going to be a little more expensive than the phone. It's going to be about the, like, in when you transfer to American money, it's about the same price as the Tom Brown edition. It just doesn't have all the stuff. Did I say Tom Brown? Is it Tom Brown? Yeah, I think it's Tom Brown.
Yeah. Imagine if they made the Tom Brown edition taller.
It's a prettier phone too. I think mm-hmm. it's more attractive.
You get all the accessories. Oh, comes with a brick. Perfect. So this is like the images and stuff, but there's no actual thingy.
Yeah, there's no like here's the person with the phone kind of.
Yeah, and there's no like spec board how they usually is, because it hasn't.
Oh no, that's why I was. I had to read through the article to get. What specs I did kind of list off.
Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. I like this. I like taller, wider.
And I do like gold.
Yes.
Golden phones.
Yeah. This is more of like a rustic gold from what I can see. From my eyes. I don't have it in my
hand. I would call that like old gold.
Old gold.
And see, a lot of people don't need that much memory. I used to say I was the 128 warrior too until, you know, I'm going to pre-order this iPhone. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get the 128. And I looked at how much memory I was using on my current iPhone. And I was just like, oh, I guess I'm getting the 256. I blame YouTube. I blame YouTube and editing and
memes. Yeah.
I'm not you. You're the meme collector, but yeah.
I am the meme collector. I forget that I collect memes and then I'm like, I go through my gallery one day, I'm like, oh, this is a good meme.
I take so many less pictures now since I don't go anywhere. No. It's bad.
So. Next article. So WhatsApp brings disappearing messages to its platform. Are you a WhatsApp user?
I use WhatsApp when I leave the country or... And this was something that somebody introduced to me. If you want to keep things at their regular resolution, you can send them there. So it doesn't...
It doesn't compress it?
Yeah.
I did not know this.
You didn't?
No.
Okay, so if you want to send videos, pictures, whatever, it doesn't compress. Use WhatsApp.
It's like I'm installing WhatsApp.
Well,
because what happens is I noticed,
especially when you go from like iPhone to Android and you know that kind of stuff. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Like you can put a video in your OneDrive, but YouTube processes it, and I hate that. So what I do is I put it in a zip file, and then I put it in my OneDrive, and then I send it to wherever or whoever I need to do to send it to. But with WhatsApp,
listen, that's basically like, and the fact that a non-techie told me this.
Oh, really? Okay, that's how you found out. That's cool.
Yeah, I would have never known, but yes.
I do know that if you send anything to anyone, it saves it to your phone.
You can set that up to not do that, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Because I was like, why is it saving all these things? So yeah, I think I turned mine off.
Yeah, it saves it as a default. So,
but
a
lot of people, yeah. You know how you like to back things up and stuff? You can set up your backups how you want them and everything. Like,
mm-hmm.
I do like WhatsApp. It is very, like, very user-friendly, especially if you travel.
Mm-hmm. So. The only thing I don't like about WhatsApp is that it's owned by Facebook.
Yeah, anytime you think Facebook, you'd be like, oh, they got me again.
Yeah, yeah.
Instagram, they got me again.
And, you know, Facebook has always maintained that Instagram and WhatsApp is separate from Facebook. They just acquired them, that's all. But when Facebook had an outage, so did WhatsApp and so did Instagram. So you tell me that they're not integrated. They're not separate. Okay, anyway, I'll stop my rant. So as far as what this article is talking about, this is by Shoshana Woodinsky. And this is on Gizmodo.com. So what she's talking about is that you can set up auto disappearing messages. So for example, you can put every 7 days, if there is a conversation that is 7 days older, you can put that to automatically disappear. If you are in a group chat, whoever is the admin can set that up. So that's pretty useful. I would never use that because
You like me, you keep all the receipts, but I figured that I know everybody's not like us. So mm-hmm. I said, this will be good for some people, especially the creepsters and people who be trying to creep.
Yes, absolutely. So if this is something that you're excited about, I hope that you guys like it and use it to its fullest potential.
Me and Catwoman ain't using it because we got to keep receipts on all y'all.
Yes, yes. We sound so bad.
Yeah, but I mean, we're being honest. Honesty has to count for something.
So, Two Phones says that he uses Dropbox for free and has 100 gigs of cloud storage for owning a Chromebook. That's pretty cool because when I signed up for Dropbox again, they're doing this thing now where you only get 2 gigs and that's it. Yeah. So that's cool that you got 100 gigs for getting a Chromebook.
Giggity, giggity.
Mm-hmm. And then Tech Fearney says, I use WhatsApp because my family uses it. And that's a lot of people overseas and stuff, they use it.
And I know people who locally use it with family members just because everybody's not on the same platform. So it's just easier that way.
Yeah.
It's so easy to remember. We use Facebook Messenger. Me and my mom and my brother in a group. Then you have my brother and my cousin. I have all these groups on Facebook. Just like on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. So on our next article, this one is by Android Police. And Ryan Hager said, Google explains how digital IDs are both convenient and more secure. And can we just get them now already? So I know that this has been in the talks for about 5 years now about digital IDs. And they actually gave some pretty good examples here. So one of the examples that they talk about is whenever you need to go to the liquor store, for example, and pick up some alcohol, you need to show them your ID. Well, now whoever looks at your ID know your date of birth, where you live, all that information. With this ID, it's basically verifying, yes, this person is who they are, and they are this amount years old. So you're not giving somebody your personal information. Other things as well is like, if there's just other things that you need to confirm without having to divulge your whole information, like this is this person's name. You don't need to know where they live. You just need to know their name. This is who they are.
It's amazing how we go through these stages of, okay, we're going to give people less information. And then when you go places, they say, okay, we don't accept that form of ID.
Yes.
It's like, what?
Yes.
It'd be lovely, but I'm just thinking of all the places that they'd be like, yeah, we ain't taking that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
like the airport and places like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I know they have a picture of like a passport, like, oh, you'll just need just your passport and your phone when you go out, whatever. Better not lose your phone, you lose your whole identity.
And so, they said that, didn't we have an article last year that was talking about how valuable your phone number was? And
yes,
nobody ever thinks about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your new lifeline. That's why people have, what, does that still, do they still have those numbers? The Google voice numbers? Do those still exist?
You can't. No, you can't technically.
I know you can't go with them, but if you already had them, do you still have them?
Yes. If you had them before, you can still have them. Yes, that's still there.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was always very cautious about it, but now that they're giving kind of functional examples, it does kind of make me feel a little bit better on about it. But for example, a person like you, Gigi, who switches phones based off of how you feel, that's not going to be very conducive to you. Yeah, it'll be conducive for the person who like keeps a phone for like 5 years, but not for somebody who changes every 6 months or decides to buy the same phone more than once. Or
you know, that ain't me. I ain't taking that one.
No. I'm not saying that's you. I'm just giving a broad example.
I know I'm being funny, yeah. But and that's the other thing. It's so funny when I'll go to like, when I log into the business sides of applications, and I'm sure like when I get a new phone, I have to sign in the gadget chest. It's like, oh yeah, Kimmy got a new phone. Cause then you get an alert.
I get
and LeBaron gets an alert cause Popcorn World has a new sign in, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, what did she buy? What'd she get this time?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, or I had to call him up. You gonna get an alert? Give me the code. And I thought, yeah. I think one time I had to give me the code. So funny. Yeah, the life of a techie.
Do you feel like this, that type of example and other things convinced you to be more willing to accept digital IDs?
I'm not in a place where I need to accept them. Would I like to be able to use something like that? Of course I would. I don't like here's my ID. When I go, like, I'm checking out at Walmart, you just want to verify that my ID matches my card? Why do you need to see all the rest of the stuff?
Yeah. Or that your signature is your signature?
I don't even sign my cards.
Yeah, I know. But some places will, like, yeah, are very particular about that.
Yeah, I don't sign my cards, but at the same time, what was I thinking about?
That's why they asked for your ID, because you didn't sign it in the back. So they want to see the way you sign it on your ID.
Oh, I was thinking about like one of my credit unions. They have a couple of my coworkers have their picture on their ATM card. And I'm like, no. No.
Oh, on their ATM card?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it is at Costco. Like, we have a picture. I mean, it's a black
and
white.
Oh, that makes sense. That's a memo. That's a memory. Membership. A membership. Let me see if I can talk today. So I kind of get that, but I'm saying like your ATM card that you're sliding in to put your PIN number and get money out, or you paying your debit card. Like, if I got something with my picture on it, you better not ask me for no ID.
Yeah. So Barry said Google Voice still exists. Two phones said Google Voice.
Two phones don't all work around.
Yes, he's saving that shmoney. And then he also said, fun fact, Dingtones works on Edge and 2G data, LOL, for free. That's good to know.
Thank 2G. You. 2G.
Yeah. It's just above 156K.
I was going to say, how fast is 2G again?
Yeah.
Sheesh. You know, we live in a world of, I need them 5Gs. And you're talking about 2G?
Yeah. Barry said, I thought Gigi was about to say memorial.
I don't, Barry, stop it. Oh gosh, the inside jokes be funny. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
So our next article, this one is about the OnePlus 8T Cyberpunk 2077 edition is official, but you can't have it. You can't have nothing.
Look, you can't have that new fold or whatever they're calling it. You can't have this. What can you have? What can I have?
Not a lot. So this is by Joshua Swingle, and this is Phone Arena. And this is what it looks like. It's black with yellow accents.
Kind of hot.
Cool. Yeah, it is very cool. We kind of made a joke about it. Like, is it going to be delayed again? Because yeah. That video game keeps being delayed and pushed back over and over and over again. I was pumped about it. So, you know, it's cool. I think this looks gorgeous. Like, this picture right here.
So, is this now the thing instead of doing McLaren's?
I guess. No. They still... No, they don't. They don't have a McLaren edition this time.
No, they don't do McLaren's anymore.
Okay, so I guess they're doing this, a gamer edition, which is the Cyberpunk.
Boo.
They're still saying never settle.
You're settling.
Yes.
It's pretty though. If they had one with pink accents like that, the neon pink,
yo, girl. It would look like our background. That would be so awesome. These badges here that it comes with, are these supposed to be trading cards? I wonder what are these. Are they just like swag? Little swag. And it comes with the red charger. And this is a case.
Oh, no, that's not the case. Swag for a phone, though. Come on now.
Yeah. This is the case over here. I was wrong. No. Yeah, this is the big cutout right here for the back camera. Because the back camera actually fits the whole back of the phone. It takes up the whole half top of the phone.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
So... But we know that OnePlus cameras aren't like the best cameras ever. So I'm curious to see how that is. It says it'll be roughly $600, which is pretty good. And it'll start on November 11th. Hopefully it won't be delayed. 12 gigs of RAM and 256 gigs of storage.
She's over here dreaming, y'all. She's like, that's what I want.
That is what I want.
Give me them 128.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ram me. She said, I need more RAM.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I wonder, I know that this is overseas for China, but I'm sure there's...
Why trying to get all the good stuff, though?
I don't know. I'm jealous. I'm very jealous. They always get the beefiest of beefiest phones.
And the phones that are cheap with all the good specs.
Yeah. And then also, like, whenever the Note comes out, they always have like a really
the editions
like
you can't get. Out,
yeah, a really specced out Note, and you can only get it in China. I'm like, why you do this to us?
Yeah, I did like that you know, floss factor of having that fan edition for a minute with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for nothing, OnePlus.
Thank you for making us jelly. All right. The next article is the iPhone 12 Pro is more popular than expected and causing a chip shortage. So I know you're going to be pre-ordering it.
I'm pre-ordering the Pro Max. This is the Pro.
Oh, this is the Pro. Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
This is the one that's already out. And that's
this one's out? Okay.
Yeah. The only ones dropping tomorrow are the Pro Max and the Mini. All the other ones are out already.
And that's... I don't know why I can't keep up this year with the naming scheme for iPhones. I keep...
Because they all usually come out at the same time. And so it makes it even more confusing when you say, hey, we're going to take these two and release them later.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. I can't wrap my head around it. But yeah, keep going. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, is they're saying like anybody who, you know, if you were waiting to get one anyway, it might be a longer wait. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is I better have my phone on time. Like, I don't care what y'all doing with the Pros. The Pro Max better be at my house when it's supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. Especially if I'm getting up in the morning just to pre-order tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So this is, I think it's pretty good though that this is getting popular because they made them thinking that not a lot of people were going to buy it, especially...
I thought everybody's getting the 12. You know, the 12 is usually the best seller. I don't think there's a wait on the 12. They saying the Pro has a 3 to 4 week delay now.
Mm-hmm. And then also a lot of people's income has gone down a lot because of the pandemic. So you would think more people would go for the regular 12. So I think that's also kind of like why they're shocked about it.
Are these still sold out? Speaking of pandemic phones that cost too much?
I don't know if the Fold 2 is still sold out. I can always check Samsung and see what they say.
Tech for your needs. I am getting the blue, the Pacific blue, because my last two iPhones have been gold. So I need to get away from gold. So that's where I'm at with that. Are you, I think Tech for your needs said he wasn't getting one.
No, I don't know if Tech for your needs. Let us know if you're going to get one or not. But he did say that he is moving to Asia.
And we're going with him. Yeah.
Yeah. We're coming over too. Save a spot for us.
I don't know how Mr. Catwoman's gonna feel about that.
Yeah, I know he was already shocked about the whole UK last week. So YouTube knows me so well, it keeps recommending me these videos from China where they have, like, you know, their own Amazon thing over there, and it's like Wish items, but they have it. They have a lot of manufacturers there, so people do videos just using all of these products, and I'm like, do they have it here? And they don't have any of these products here. Yeah. And I'm just like, why do you keep recommending me these? Why do I keep watching them? They're so...
I get sucked into buying phones that I've never heard of, and then I run across them. I'm like, oh, this has got the best specs. So I'll be like, let me see if they got it on eBay. And then I'll find the one random seller that's like, yeah, I went over to China and got this phone, and I picked one up for my wife, and she didn't like it. And then they're discounting the phone and selling it.
Wow.
Yes, my Mate RS was somebody else's gift, and they'd rather have an iPhone. I was just like, huh?
Yeah.
So you sell it for less than half price? Okay.
I guess people think that nobody's going to buy it because it's like not a well-known name in the United States.
Keep on taking it. I'll take it right off your hands.
So he said, nope, all of my money went to the iPad Pro 2020 and accessories this year.
Oh, I have the 2018. I stayed behind just so I can afford to live. I do need more memory, though, but I'm thinking I'm going to go the route and just get me external memory.
Mm-hmm. Lori Merline said, I was planning on getting the 12, but now I'm probably just going to get a new battery for my 7 Plus.
Okay, so my mom had the 7 Plus. Mm-hmm. She traded it in. She got $140 and got an 11. I don't know if you have interest in the 11, but the 11 is not a bad iPhone. She says it was less than a week, and she says, I love this phone. I'll say that. She got the green. And like I said, it's not costing her what it would cost to get the 12. So yeah. I want to consider that, Lori. She wanted a bigger screen because she, you know, visioned older, but it didn't mess her up too much.
And the battery life on the 11 is really good too.
Right.
Yeah. Like she said, the battery life that people are saying on the 12 is not that great. On the 11 is really good.
Yeah, I would give it a look if you are truly interested in upgrading and not spending a whole bunch of money.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So next article.
Also some new ones like on Swap or whatever. But yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're taking trade-ins on your old phone is what I'm saying. So.
Mm-hmm. So another Apple news. Apple ramps up efforts to build its own search engine to rival Google, says report. So I just keep thinking about the time when they tried to make their own map and everybody was driving into the river.
Man, did you see how they were like, it would be a straight line to go like this and go to the side and be like, are those mountains or is that a road?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. He would just be lost all the time. So now they are doing this in a way, because now is kind of like the perfect time because of everything that's happening with the antitrust on Google, where they're saying, hey, Google, you can't have this basically monopoly over search engines. So Apple is basically trying to say, all right, well, we're going to create our own. It says that Apple currently pays Google between $8 billion and $12 billion a year for it to be the primary search engine on their phones.
Look, so, I need to be somebody's primary search engine.
I need the money. A lot of money.
But truly, would you use an Apple search engine over a Google one? It's tied to every part of your life now. Like, Google knows you so well. It's been stalking you for so many years.
Well, not only that, it's just Google is just so convenient. So I'll tell you guys like a funny story. So today, Emily D. Baker, she was having a live stream, and she had 2,000 people in her live stream. And someone randomly posted something in Russian, and it was like automatically hidden. One of the mods, you know, basically hid it. And I was curious, like, what does it say in Russian? It was not nice. I cannot repeat what it said.
Oh, I want to know post-stream.
I will tell you post-stream, absolutely. But I did that all on Google. I just went, I just highlighted it with my
And now it thinks you're a Russian spy.
I'm just kidding. And the thing is, I didn't need to tell Google that this was Russian. It auto-detected that it was Russian. Right. And translated it to English for me. Like, just little convenient things like that.
You can't really roll up on Google now and be like, yeah, we're going to be your competition. Google been in this game since, like, I'm thinking back to my college years. Like, when the internet first kind of jumped out there, I used to use Web Crawler and a couple other search engines, but Google is the king.
Yeah. Yeah. And it has gotten better to where when you need to find something, I remember when I was younger, I would be like on the 20th page of Google looking for something.
Right.
But now,
initially, you wouldn't see it in the first couple pages. You would have to dig. And that's why we still dig.
Yes. Because I'm so used to going to like page 100. I don't care.
Yeah. And Lori, I do know a lot of people that use Bing. I didn't know they have Microsoft Rewards, but yeah,
I love Microsoft Rewards because when you use their search engine and you play their games and stuff like that, they give you points and you can get stuff like a $5 Starbucks card, or you know, you could get more. Yes.
Why am I just now learning this?
Well, I'm actually grandfathered in, so I actually get a $5 Amazon gift card every month. I'll put you on it. I'll put you on it.
We can talk about Willis.
Yes, I love Bing. And usually what I like about Bing too is that it's very intuitive. So usually if I can't find something on Google, I will go to Bing and I will search for it. And a lot of times I'll find it there. Like if I'm searching for a specific image and I can't find it on Google, I will find it on Bing. So between those two, whatever I'm looking for, I find it.
I feel like I've been left out in the cold now. But it's fine. I know now.
Yes, I'll put you on
it. I learned something new today, people, and I'm happy.
Yes, I love the Microsoft reward points. I actually also got a lot of like Microsoft gift cards from that too, and I've given them to my daughters as well. And I told them, you have a Microsoft account. Get your own points.
Okay. I need some points. I like free stuff. And Starbucks.
It doesn't take long at all to accumulate points throughout the day. It'll probably take 5-7 minutes out of your day to accumulate the points. Oh, she's grandfathered in, so she has the Amazon gift cards? Yes. They stopped doing that about a year or two ago. So, yeah, well, both of us were grandfathered in.
I feel so left out. But I am part of the Early Reviewers Club on Amazon. So I get $3 gift cards when I review something. Why am I blurry when it first comes out? I'm blurry. Stop it. That's the kind of day I'm having though. I'm having a blurry day. So yeah, I'm just gonna deal with it.
It's a tech bowl kind of day.
Yeah.
So we want to give a shout out to TanaSolidChosenBeats.club. So About You is the song that is on our intro. Currently, right now, it says that it is $2. And then our outro song is Beauty. And that one is $5. So check them out. Links are in there. So you just want to make sure we shout out our intro and outro song.
Yeah, and we'll actually do our outro like we're supposed to today.
Yes. I won't forget. Sorry.
I love Catwoman, you know. We go way back.
Yes. I'll be like, Gigi, I'm so sorry. And she'll be like, I know it wasn't through malice. And then I'm like, she thinks I'm dumb.
Oh, boy. This is the part of the week, like, my week is just, like, it's already, I'm just trying to make it, like, from this point on. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to make it.
And we're just also trying to stay consistent, too.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, I told people YouTube was going to be hard. No, you still need to do it. So now I really get down on myself when I feel like I'm behind. Like, I have a video that I haven't edited, and I shot it 2 days ago, and I feel bad.
Oh,
yes.
But you've done a lot, you know. I know you want to keep that momentum, mm-hmm. but, you know, give yourself a little break. You got monetized. You got super chats. You got the community tab. You've done a lot in a week, which is amazing. I'm so proud of you.
And I'm going to sleep good tonight because I had a crappy day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of them days.
Look at here. No, these aren't freebies, too. Two phones. These are chosen beats.
Yes, these are chosen beats. Chosen beats are not for free. They are royalty free, which means you won't get charged whenever you use them. You only just pay once, and then you can use them whenever you need to for commercial and personal use. He did drop a few new songs here, different, Laid Back 2.0, and Let Me, these three songs. Check them out. And Different, that one is $5. Laid Back 2.0 is $5. And Let Me is $5. So that is pretty good amount of money for a beat that you will use over and over and over again. And it will make whatever you're doing be elevated.
She said be elevated. You stepping your game up with these beats.
Yep, because you the chosen.
I'm going to stop my cam just so it'll fix itself. No, it still didn't work. Hold on a second. Getting on my nerves.
I know, I was having tech woes with my camera before we came on. So I guess it's just your turn. Oh,
of course
cool.
It is.
You're focused now.
Yeah. I just changed it to 720 back to 1080.
Okay.
The trick you do to get your camera to kind of focus itself.
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Sorry for your loss, Tech Loving Mama.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tech Loving Mama. That sucks.
Yeah. Oh, my son is all decked out in his Packers gear, Shay, right now.
Yay! They have a good old time.
Yeah. Well, it's been an enjoyable Thursday.
Yeah, so cue the outro.
No.
I'm kidding.
Listen, she did that. I said, how are you going in the outro? I'm like, how are you going to do that?
Thank you for everybody that watched us, that checked us out on the replay, that listens to us on our podcast. We enjoy
our
this
every
very
week
much.
Subs, our faithful few that come and watch us live, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But yes, I enjoy listening to the podcast in transition. Like, I know so many people that say they listen to us in the car on the way to work, or if they're truck drivers when they drive. So that's kind of how I listen to us too, because I have to listen to make sure that we sound decent.
Yes, same here. Yeah. And recalibrate.
Recalibrate?
Yeah, recalibrate. Okay. Well, I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Gigi the Gadget Goddess, and we are
your homegirls of tech
here on the Gadget Tats Podcast. Take care of yourself. Stay safe.
See y'all next week. Bye.